Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. DJ Aaron D here, broadcasting live from our studios here in Elkhorn Village, Idaho. This is a special edition of KLP Internet Radio, talking about the shootings in Arizona yesterday, the shooting of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, Democratic Congresswoman from the state of Arizona. And along with 19 other people that were shot, according to the latest assessment. Six people total have passed away, including a 9-year-old girl and a federal judge among the victims of yesterday's tragedy. The phone lines are open at 347-850-1572. I encourage everyone to call in, and we can have an open, honest debate about what's going on in this country, and it's the size. You know, I have seen an interview with the sheriff of Pima County, Arizona, earlier on America Live with Megyn Kelly on Fox News Channel. And this Democrat, you know, basically is blaming vitriol of this country for what happened yesterday. And I think that's stupid, you know, especially somebody that's one of them in charge of the investigation or any investigation into what happened does not need to be putting politics into the middle of what happened yesterday. Yesterday was senseless. It was a senseless tragedy that should not happen. I don't think politics had anything to do with it. This guy was a nut job, plain and simple wacko. You know, his elevator did not go to the floor, people. He was a few fries short of a half meal, a few short of a load, whatever you want to call it. This guy was an idiot. A madman idiot with ramblings of just insanity. And so anyway, like I said, I encourage everyone to call in. I usually don't get many people to call in on these shows, and I'm hoping that this show will be an example of people that call in and talk, because I can't do it in my 3 hours. You know, I will say this. Some people there in the political world, especially those on the left, extreme left, idiot left, radical left, whatever you want to call it, those idiots out there on the left have basically accused people like Sarah Palin, the Tea Party, Andrew Breitbart of BigGovernment.com. I'm sure there'll be calls, you know, like people like Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Laura Ingraham, just to name a few, conservative and Bill O'Reilly's an independent. He is proven independent. He is fair. But the rest of them are all, you know, staunch conservatives in their own right. And that's good. We need more of that. Actually, I'm sorry, Glenn Beck is Republican. So he's not a conservative, of course, but he's a libertarian. And there are those on the left that have already, you know, basically blasted and blamed the Tea Party. Somebody who represents myself as a Tea Party member. I've never been to an event because of where I live. They don't have events around here. I consider myself a patriotic American. You know, the way that people disagree or settle our differences is not with gun. It is at the ballot box. It's by going to the polls and voting for those people we want to represent us. Sometimes we get the people we want, sometimes we don't. It just varies on basically geographical location. If you're a Republican living in a Democratic district, then you're stuck with that Democratic congressman. If you're a Democrat living in a Republican district, I meant congressperson, not congresswoman. I've had my own thing with that before. So anyway, we're also going to be playing. This was originally supposed to be the Sunday Soft Songs show. So we are going to play some soft music. Like I said, I can't talk for 3 hours. I can't do this by myself. I want people to call in. If you're out there, if you're listening, call in. You know, if you are a frequent listener to the show, you know that I hardly ever open the phone lines. This is a case where opening the phone lines is extremely important because we have this sort of debate, honest, forthright debate in this country without politics and especially without the liberal basically accusing people of doing things that they are not responsible for. There are extremists on both sides of the political aisle, on the left and the right. There's people on the far left. There's people on the far right. Gabrielle Giffords, even though I don't know her, I don't live in her district, I've seen her on Fox News. Some is she's a Republican, and then you change over to Democrat. Some issues I agree with her on. But then there are issues that I don't agree with her on. And the thing is that that's the great thing about America. You know, we can agree on some issues and we can disagree with on some issues. But that doesn't mean to pull out a freaking gun and blow somebody's head off. You know, in every tragedy, there are heroes. And, you know, heroes come out of nowhere. And I was, before I came on the air, I was listening to an interview that Megyn Kelly had done on Fox News with an intern, Daniel Hernandez, a 20-year-old guy from that area who, from the, around the Tucson area, Arizona. He had only been on the job 5 days as an intern, and he was actually in the back of the line, you know, registering people to talk to her when he heard the shots. Instead of running away, he goes, he runs, and straight to her and holds her up. She can breathe, so she's not choking on the blood and have been shot and everything. And basically, you know, keeps his hands on her head to stop the bleeding and to ease the bleeding and to basically keep her stable as much as possible. Basically, he saved her life. And that's an outstanding thing. Like I said, I'm looking for people to call in and discuss what happened. We're going to play a few songs, and I'm going to go get some water because I need some. And if somebody does call in, then I will be I will put them on after a song is over, not before. So we're going to start with Brooks and Dunn. Is Only in America here on KAL Internet Radio and our radio special Stop Madness, the shootings in Arizona. We'll be back very shortly. Thank you.
Traffic jam. Yeah.
D. We are broadcasting live on from our studios here in the KALD Internet Radio here in Elkhorn Village, Idaho. I know we got a caller out there listening, because I just checked. There is somebody listening to this live. I encourage you to call in 347-850-1522. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell people that the show is on. I want this where we can talk and we chat and we can discuss what happened yesterday without putting blame on any particular party or group or person, except for the shooter. Shooter's a freaking idiot. You know, I hope that I really do. Idiot, you know, he killed a judge. He killed a 9-year-old girl, okay, who wanted to get her congresswoman. He killed a member of her, Gabrielle Giffords' staff. The guy is, he's an idiot. And it's hard. You have to I'm starting to tear up here. We'll be back. Let's play that song. I can't now. Let's play that song. This is Berlin Broadway, KALD Internet Ready. Thank you for listening. business people. Again, I'm sorry about that. I am emotional about this. The thing is that I'm an American. Most of my listening audience is America. You live in America. If you're not from here, you've been here, or maybe you haven't. The country has over 300 million people in it, which means the country has over 300 million different points of view in it. Some agree, some may don't, on whatever issue, whether it be gun control, abortion, health care, government spending, government waste, infrastructure, whatever the case be, that's the great thing about the country, is that we all have that opinion and we can express it how we choose to express it. That's the American way of life. That is the freedoms that we have guaranteed to us in the Constitution, which some people say is an outdated document. I'm not one of the people. Constitution is probably, with the exception of the Ten Commandments, the second great document ever written. Of course, the first being the Ten Commandments. Some people say it's tight, but that's really not a document. I mean, it was written on stone. So it was carved into stone, I think, if I remember biblical principles correctly. That is the greatest document ever written, and the second greatest document ever written. It's a tie, the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. And then third would be proclamation done in 1863 by President Lincoln, which freed the slaves. Guest caller number 1572. We have 2.5 hours left of the show. Again, I encourage. Mine on Facebook. And if you read my statuses in the last 24 hours, you can tell that I'm pretty perturbed about this situation, and that nobody has commented besides me among my friends, which I have 353 friends on Facebook. I know it's not many, but whatever. That's not the point. The point is that nobody at all of the 353 friends commented in any regard as to the shooting, as to remembering the victims, nothing. So last night when I was working, let me check something here. Hold on. Just 1 second. Let's see what this is. Okay. When I was working last night, I decided to, I had had enough. So I put this, and this is what I wrote. And let me see if I can find it again. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Well, first, yesterday afternoon when I first heard about this, I included a link saying that from Fox News, which I watch Fox. That's the only news I do watch. But I put, this is a sad day as federal judge and a 9-year-old were among 5 killed as Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords, Democrat of Arizona, in intensive care and in critical condition after being shot at point-blank range in the head, and the bullet even went through her brain. I first posted that at 4:01, just over 24 hours ago. I posted that. That's, I woke up, that's you know, I first heard about it. I was looking at the scores, or was looking at the info on through ESPN. So I first heard about it through ESPN. That's how I first found out about it. But then later on in the night, I put, and this status was put 14 hours ago by me while I was working. So that was around 2 in the morning, local time here. I put, are we really that sad of a society on Facebook not to comment on a national tragedy? Am I the only person who cares or comments? A federal judge was assassinated yesterday, and a sitting member of the U.S. House was almost assassinated. A 9-year-old girl was among the victims. I know y'all have very busy lives, but take the time out to say a prayer for those affected. Is that too much to ask? And then right after it, I put this, basically a challenge to my friends, seeing who would step up. I put, I would like to see all of my Facebook friends like my previous status. That will show me that you actually give a damn and care about things other than yourself. Yes, I'm annoying, but you know that I'm right. How many of you will acknowledge this tragedy and step up? Thanks to those that do this, and bless you. 8 people, they're my friends on Facebook out of 353, liked that status. Are we really that sad of a society here in on Facebook? 8 people at 353. Nobody else has commented. I checked. I looked through. There were comments about people watching shows, about their kids, about whatever, but no comments at all regarding the situation in Arizona. I find that very troubling. Contact me on Facebook, and I encourage you to welcome that. I'm just one person, one voice, and I just have the ability to let my voice known. And I do that through my radio show, either through the music I play. And, you know, sometimes I do joke around and play idiot stuff and do idiot things on my radio show, and but this is all serious. This is all business. But if you go to my thing, I have a link to Representative Gifford's page here on Facebook, where you can leave comments, well wishes to her. You're welcome to do that. You know, also she has a Twitter, which the ironic thing about the Twitter is that if you go to her page on Twitter, it shows her tweet right before the shooting, saying that she was there holding her town hall meeting. Come by, say hello, and express your concerns. And let me say this. Sorry, I have to collect my thoughts here a second. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take another break. I'm getting emotional again, which is going to happen. Human. People being killed. 9-year-old being killed. That's going to affect me. 9/11 affected me. Let's see here. Actually, you know, I'm going to put a plastic here, classic song. It's Diana Ross and the Supremes. This is Stop in the Name of Love. KLB Internet Radio. Thank you for listening. And remember, you can call in 347-850-1572. Please call in. I want to hear from you. I actually want to hear from you. Please call in. Okay, we're back. Just looking on here. Wow, this one guy's a real idiot. There is some real real idiots on this site. Like I said earlier, I consider myself a Tea Party member. As somebody who's a supporter of the Tea Party, I and others never condone violence unless we disagree with politically. That is not what the United States political system is about. We settle our differences at the voting booth, not with a gun. I am the Tea Party. I am a person of the Tea Party. I like the Tea Party. We are not racist. We are not violent. We're just not silent anymore. Big government is bad government. Replace, repeal, restore. And that is what the Tea Party is about. Like I said, you have your fringe idiots on both sides. And I agree with this guy here, Kim Blink. He says, I am the Tea Party. I would never condone the murder of an enemy, let alone the indiscriminate murder of innocent people. This piece of human waste who murdered 6 Leonard Zerman and try to assassinate Congresswoman Gifford is the worst part of the problem which we stand against. He is not even worthy of infamy, so choose not to post or say his name. I am the Tea Party. And you know, We need people like that. We don't need people there's one idiot on here that says this is Parachanga Johns. I don't know, but it says Sarah Palin delete, and it's like, are you kidding me? Then there's another idiot, and Evan Pogue. Americans against the Tea Party. It says, Gifford shot, 6 people die in Tucson rampage. And he has a thing that says, keep left. And he has another thing, food, not bombs. This sounds like a real whack job. Let's see. Here's another one by John Canich. Palin Speak, and it has a link. Palin Speak and Violence. This Evan Pogue idiot. It's like, get more fans to stake or sell it, but Sarah Palin. And, you know, we allow discourse in this country, and we allow things like that to take place, but we shouldn't. That sort of political rhetoric, blaming people that had nothing to do with this for this tragedy, is just wrong. It's these idiots out there doing this that in silence. And you know what? I am not going to say the name of the person who committed these terrible acts yesterday. He is not worthy of having his name said. Let's see here. You have to. I'm kind of playing this by ear here, and what I will do is list those people the six people that did die. I will say their names. First is the 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green, 9. Also, U.S. District Judge John M. Roll, 63. Gabe Zimmerman, who was Gifford's Director of Community Outreach, 30. Doran Stoddard, 76. He was a pastor in the area. Is that six? Or not? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, okay. And then Dorothy Morris, 76, and Phyllis Schneinick, 79. Also the other two that passed away. Yeah. I don't know. I just think some people just don't get it or don't understand or don't care. I think people just do not care and don't want to care. They want to bury their head in the sand. They want to say what they want to say. They want to blame people on the right, people like the Tea Party, people like Palin, Glenn Beck. I named them earlier. They want to blame these people. Why? Why blame these people? They have nothing to do with this. I don't know. If you're out there listening, call in. I'd like to talk to you. 347-0-1572. We're on for another 2 hours and 15 minutes. And in the meantime, until we get a caller, I'm going to play a few songs so I can rest my voice here. I can talk for this long at a time. I mean, terrible. Well, worse than I already do. All right, we're going to play. All right, this is Carly Patterson. Oh, wait, we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
You don't recognize who this is, do you?
Yes, I know. Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you for calling in to this special program, unfortunately, despite the circumstances of what happened yesterday. But thank you for calling in. I'm not going
You're
to
welcome.
Say your name. I'm not going to say your name, but if you want to say it. But, you know, I know who you are for calling in. What's on your mind, caller?
Well, I agree with you. I think that everybody is using this as a Democratic and a Republican issue, and they're saying, you know, it's their fault. What people need to stop and realize is that this man was not just a Republican. If you look at his YouTube channel, he was not talking about bettering the country for a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. He was talking about, honestly, something that's scary. He wanted to redo the whole government. He said that the country was not made of enough dreamers, and that you know that
yeah,
we
that
all
sounds,
have.
That sounds more to the left than to the right. I'm just saying, but go ahead.
I mean, he was talking more of we had to take responsibility for the new currency, that we had to take over the government. it's not this man. Okay, first of all, he was an Afghan war veteran. People don't realize what those guys go through over there. They don't come back exactly the same. Even the healthy ones still come back with slightly damaged personalities. They're, once you've killed somebody, it's you're never the same, no matter how much they prepare you for it. This man, he thought he was doing something right. He's no different than Timothy McVeigh or anybody else who's tried to take down the government. This is not just a political issue. And people need to stop thinking that, you know, we're going to solve all this by, you know, one party over the other party. We need to stop hating each other.
The way to solve by coming together, having conversations like this in the open as Americans and as human beings and not as Republican Democrats, but as...
Correct.
Yeah, that's the way to solve these issues in an honest society where, you know, all opinions count and matter and take a course of action from there. So, go on.
No, I just think it's really sad that it, you know, people are going to, I've already seen people saying, okay, because he had access to weapons that now we should take away our Second Amendment rights. And then there are other people saying, well, if you're going to take away the Second Amendment rights, why don't you, what's next, taking away our free speech except for TV? And this particular person said, well, sure, words, you know, but words don't kill people. Words do kill each other. And wounds may heal, but emotional wounds last forever. And that people are going overboard on this. I understand that everybody's shocked. A 9-year-old died. She was a special little girl because she was born on one of one of the most traumatic days that we'll ever remember. But people are going to use this for the wrong reason. They're going to start saying, oh, well, this is why we should take away the right to bear arms, and this is why we should start demanding more control, and this is why we need to stop. We need to stop and think about what we're doing to this country and start over.
I say that in order for someone to get a gun, they should go through a psychological exam. And then every 6 months, the gun permit lasts 6 months, and then every 6 months, in order to reapply for that gun permit, you have to go through another psychological exam. And that's not going to stop anything, but that's a start.
Yeah, because there's still always going to be the black market. There's always going to be, you know,
absolutely,
the ability to – we're never going to solve this problem, but that's the point. People need to stop being – people are angry right now, which makes this country very, very scary because people are angry that the government's not doing enough. Then there are other people that are angry because of the fact that they think the government's just fine and then everybody else needs to stop. But the point is when you have the unemployment and you have people going through what they're going through, which I'm learning for the first time in my life, it's scary. And people are scared right now. And a person is smart. People are stupid. When you get them all together, they're dangerous. And we need to calm down. We need to realize that we need to help each other, not tear each
other
apart.
Exactly.
And just learn to love one another and accept everybody for what, you know, we are. We're not perfect. Our government's never going to be perfect. And if it was, quite frankly, I wouldn't want to live here. Because a perfect government scares the hell out of me. And what this guy wanted was his own perfect government.
Yeah.
He wanted his own, you know, ideals. And that's not the way this country was started.
No.
And I think if we went back to how it once was, then maybe we'll understand what we're supposed to be doing. Do I agree with the president? No. I don't agree with him. I think what he's done for this country is appalling. I didn't vote for him, but there's nothing that can be
Smart
done
girl.
Until he's out of office.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't exactly agree with Palin anymore either. I think she's going for the showy things. And, oh, look at me, I'm a girl, I can hunt, I can do this. You know, enough with the damn hunting. Yeah, you can go out and kill a bear. I'm so frigging proud of you. You know, she's getting into the glorification of it. We don't need that either. We don't need a president who's going to be all, look at me, look at me. You know, we need somebody who cares about this government, and nobody's stepping up that can do that.
Nobody
and
yet.
And that's scary. Nobody yet, correct. But that is truly the scary thought, is that what happens next? We all have to make a choice when we vote again. Is it going to be for Obama again, or is it going to be for Palin? And, or is it going to be for another idiot who's, you know, like John Edwards? You know, is...
Don't even get me started on that Playboy asshole, please. You know, I didn't mean to say that, but that's how
remember,
I feel about that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just
what he did his late wife was just appalling, you know, in itself.
Oh, she got him back in return. She didn't leave a dime to him. He's the one taking
care
of their youngest kids. Yeah, her will came out. She left everything to her 23-year-old daughter to disperse between the oldest and the two youngest children. John Edwards will never see a dime of her money. Everything was allotted to her. You know, that's why he's going to marry the mistress if he does marry her, because he's going to be broke as a joke. And once he does marry her, no one's ever going to take
prison.
Him seriously.
If he's not in prison, that is.
True. I mean,
because he broke, you know, love, in order to pay off that mistress, you know. But that's kind of getting off topic here.
I just think that everybody needs to stop and calm down, and you know, learn to accept that this man was on his own personal vendetta, and
he was
we
a
don't
nut.
Need. He was a nut, and he was broken, and unfortunately, I think, if anything, what this should show is that we need to take better care of our military personnel. A lot of times they come back, and while the government says, oh, there's help out there for them, we got counselors for them, you know, a lot of people don't express themselves, and the government thinks, oh, because he looks okay, he's fine. We don't have to worry about him anymore. He's good. Just discharge him. See you later. Thanks for doing your 8 years. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
We need to pay better attention. You know, first it was the, oh gosh, I can't even remember his name. The guy who opened fire on the military base. It was him. And now there's this guy. And how many other soldiers is it going to take for the people to start realizing that we need to take better care of our military personnel? We don't pay them enough for what they do. We don't care for them enough for what they do. And, they don't ever come back the same. And if this shows anything, it should show that we need to care for our people better and put aside the freaking politics. People are people, and they need help. And right now, we have a lot of people that are hurting. I understand that everybody's worried about Haiti, and everybody's worried about all these other places that have had natural disasters.
Yeah.
When are we going to start worrying about our own country and the people that are hurting inside of it? Not everybody else.
Yeah.
We need to start caring
for
our people.
Like, for example, I think it was last summer when they had those floods in Nashville.
Yeah.
Not much attention was devoted to, you know, what was going on there. Attention was focused on Atlanta when, you know, Atlanta had those floods, and that elementary school, which I know where that is because I used to live in that area. That elementary school, luckily they got those kids out very quickly because that school flooded and, you know, was covered in 12 feet of water within like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Atlanta, and they not much attention was focused on the Gulf, and and I'm not putting blame on Obama on this, even though he was responsible for not doing more for the Gulf Coast people. He had sort of this relaxed attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, since this happened yesterday, Congress basically, the House, Democratic, Republican leaders, the new House Speaker, who's from your home state of Ohio, by the way,
mm-hmm.
John Boehner, basically they've canceled any sort of elections this week. They're basically playing it by ear. They're coming
mm-hmm.
together. And that's exactly what we should do, kind of what happened after 9/11 when the country
yeah.
came together, and then all of a sudden it just fell apart. And
yeah.
it's sad that it takes something like this,
yeah.
the shooting of a congresswoman to
yeah.
bring this country together, but that's what it's
doing. Everybody's fighting over who's at fault, but, maybe we should be fighting for the families that are hurting right now.
Exactly.
They just lost a precious 9-year-old girl. They just lost somebody's
yeah.
father, brother, grandfather.
Yeah.
Worry about that. Quit worrying about freaking Haiti with all the earthquakes
Earlier, they had a special edition of America Live on News with Megyn Kelly. She talked to, by cell phone, she talked to the father of that 9-year-old girl. And that was her talking to him, and I don't know how she kept her composure, but because I was bawling, and how can you not? I mean, he said goodbye to his little girl yesterday, and not knowing that he wasn't ever going to. Well, he saw her in the hospital before she passed away, but not basically not ever seeing her again, and the
yeah.
fact that she was led to the student council and wanted to meet her representative.
Something you would think about doing every day. It's your life could change in a moment's notice.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why they say don't overlook things. Every day, tell somebody you love them. Every day, tell somebody
By the way, I've missed you.
I've missed you too, you big lughead.
I'm sorry.
I understand. I mean,
yeah.
Life. We all have to live life the best way we can.
Yeah.
And we have to learn to stop being angry, and learn
yeah.
to forgive people. And I'm doing that. I'm learning to forgive people that I never thought I would. And I'm going
yeah.
home. Because I, too, have to face things before I die. And it took an accident for that.
You're planning on dying anytime soon, are you?
No, I hope not. At least not what my doctor says, but we'll see. It took a car accident for me to realize that we have to learn to forgive people that need forgiving. And we have to move forward and
yeah.
stop. Anger only hurts the person that's angry. And you have to learn to stop. We all have to stop fighting each other in order to make everything better. And
yeah.
we have to stop being angry, And it's... cliche, but all you need is love, man. But, that's that. And I wanted to call in because I feel that this is either going to make or break our country. We've had many moments like this, but we have so many
yeah.
other things we need to worry about that are happening. We have Korea that could very well lead to a third world war, and we can't afford it. We need to
You know, there are two nut jobs. Well, there's more than that. I mean, there's at least two, maybe three world leaders that are nut jobs, and that's the guy in North Korea, Ahmed, I'm a nut job, because that's his, I mean, in Iran,
mm-hmm.
that's why Jay Leno calls him, a nut job or whatever. But I like saying I. Because that's kind of what he is. He is a nut job. Then you have the idiot in Venezuela, Chavez. And then also the Castro brothers in Cuba. You know, even though they're old and dirt, but still, as long as they're alive and kicking, that they pose a threat.
Yep.
And then you got Russia. You got Putin in Russia and the new. Leader in Russia. I mean, what they do to people that don't agree with them is, you know, basically kill them. You know, they poison them to death. That's to laugh at. And there are places, you know, the situation in Pakistan, the leaders in Pakistan, that country is deteriorating every day. You have, you know, idiots in Afghanistan that, I mean, at once were, you know, trusted, you know, allies of the United States. Now they're getting paid more money by the drug by the Taliban than they are by the United States. So it's like, you know, hey, who's gonna, you know, it's like, who's gonna grease my palms and who's pay me more and who's, you know, but the situation yesterday when I heard about it, it was like, oh my God, you know. I mean, I knew who she was because since I watch the news and that I keep informed and, you know, even though I don't have cable right now, but I have the TV on the internet, which is a good deal, by the way.
Yeah.
I use that, and I definitely recommend that for anyone. Because if you're watching it, the words are different from the picture. It doesn't match up. It's like about a second or. But if you're listening to it without watching, like, the news, you know, you can listen to it while you're still doing other stuff, like formal or whatever. It's good. It's good. So, anyway, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate it. And I hope to talk to you again. And thank you for listening to my video. I hope I am not too insane. Well, you know me, you know I'm insane, but in some of my music choices I play, like for example, playing I played Regulators last week with Nate Dogg and Warren G, and then
Lord.
I played Anne Murray. I played Anne Murray right after it. So. I played the other day. I played "You Oughta Know," and then I played a Chipmunk version of "12 Days of Christmas" right after it. So I have a twisted sense of humor in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen,
well, I will
let
you go, but thank you for letting me talk on the air. And,
absolutely. Yeah.
And I hope that. You have a wonderful new year.
Thank you. After what I've been through, sure, yes. I hope so, too.
Me, too. All right, talk to you later, kiddo.
I mean, with my surgery and with kidney stones and everything.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Wow. Okay. Let's play a song. This is Carly Patterson. Here I am, KLD Internet Radio.
Back where I'm from, can't believe that I'm here. price, and I'd do it again. I walked alone in my hair, I cried in my bed. But the morning light, oh so bright, wake me again.
Shootings in Arizona, a KALT Internet Radio Special Report. I know people listening, and I want to say thank you. If you missed any of the show, this show will rebroadcast in its entirety tonight at midnight, Mountain Time, 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific, for 3 hours. It will be taped, but it will not be on live, and this will be in exchange of my normal Monday show, which is a show I was planning on doing, which I can do tomorrow afternoon from like 3 to 6 or something before watching wrestling tomorrow night. Anyway, I digress. Excuse me. Sorry. If you want to call in, the previous caller, and I'm not going to mention her name, but I appreciated her calling. I haven't talked to her in several months, and that's something where political divisiveness basically kept us apart. And anyway, I'm glad that she called in. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome to do so. An hour and 40 minutes left in this show. 347-050-1572. And I think it's appropriate that we play the Star Spangled Banner right now. So we're going to play that. I'm going to grab some water, chug some water, and I'll be back in a minute or two. Actually, I think I'll play a couple songs back to back, but I'll start with the Star Spangled Banner here on this radio special. And anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. It's under terrible circumstances. And before I play that, I will do a moment of silence for those victims in Arizona. So join with me in this moment of silence.
only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Program that was Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. excuse me, I used my voice very quickly, despite the water drinking. I just found this online, and I will post the link to my Facebook page. I won't post it to Talk Radio. I'll post it to my Facebook page. This comes from Newsmax.com. Newsmax is a conservative magazine for conservatives like myself. And I consider myself conservative, definitely. The only area I would consider myself liberal on would be terrorism. And the fact that we need to really go after terrorists, but that's a different story. Anyway, so I just found this. in an email that I subscribe to emails from Newsmax. And it may take me 2 segments to read this because of my voice and everything right now. This was posted this morning at 11:20 a.m., I'm guessing Eastern Time. This is the headline from Newsmax. It says, Dems, media, blame Tea Party Palin for shooting. Shooter linked to left-wing politics. Okay, and it says, as U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords fights for her life after a mad gunman shot her on Saturday, some Democrats and major media have moved to pin the blame for her attack on Tea Party movement and conservatives like Sarah Palin, despite the fact that the shooter was both deranged and fascinated by left-wing politics. Giffords' Democratic colleague, Arizona Congressman Raul Gurjavala, I'm guessing I'm saying that right. If I'm not, I do apologize. I'm very bad with names. Anyway, told Mother Jones Magazine within hours after the rampage that the political tone and tenor created by Palin and the Tea Party movement had set the stage for the shooting. He said that Palin's apparatus had put Gifford and his own life at risk. He said, Gabby and I were targeted in the apparatus in that cycle, saying these people are enemies. He added, the Palin Express better look at their tone and their tenor. The liberal New York Times was not far behind them, publishing a lead story headline, Bloodshed puts new focus on vitriol in politics. The Times insinuated that conservative criticism of Barack Obama and his policies may have been at the root of this weekend's violence, noting it was hard to separate what had happened from the heated nature of the debate that had swirled around Mr. Obama and Democratic policies of the last 2 years. The paper even suggested that Tea Party criticisms of Obama's health care plan, the debate over Arizona's new rules of police handling of illegal immigrants, and even the fact that Gifford was Jewish could have played a role. The Times also claims that the fact that Palin's Political Action Committee had targeted Giffords for defeat may have played a role. But Tea Party figures and conservatives have dealt such criticisms. Judson Phillips, the founder of Tea Party Nation, noted on his website that Giffords is a liberal, but added, that does not matter now. No one should be a victim of violence because of their political beliefs. See the profile of the accused shooter, and I'm not going to say his name. He doesn't deserve to have his name mentioned. He does not get that right. Anyway, that continues to emerge is that of a deranged young man whose mind was simply deeply disturbed, but who was also linked with both anarchist ideas and left-wing politics. ABC News reported Saturday night that he had identified among his favorite books The Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx, Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, and the classic fiction classic One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, hardly the reading list of a Palin supporter. Other clues have emerged about his persona from Arizona press reports. He is described by friends and former classmates as a loner, prone to dressing in black regalia of boots, trench coat, and baggy pants, even on the hottest days. He was removed from college for causing disruptions in class and the library, college officials said. His dispute with college officials led him to post a bizarre YouTube video declaring the college illegal under the United States Constitution and culminating in his suspension from campus. I will continue in just a minute. I got to play another song. Got to get some more water. Again, break. That sounds like you need to choose them. Okay. This comes from around 1,000 or so. This is NSYNC, Gloria Estefan, Music of My Heart. KALE Internet Radio. Thank you for listening. Continue with this email that I Well, actually, it's not an email, it's a news article that I found and read. So the suspect, the shooter, he was described by friends as a loner, prone to dressing all black, including boots, trench coat, pants. Removed from college, causing disruptions. Against the government that have service on the internet don't suggest that he had a conservative perspective on big government. Instead, his MySpace features a photo showing a close-up picture of an automatic sitting atop a book or paper titled United States History. Another video shows a masked man burning the American flag. Now, that's definitely something not of conservative principles to burn the American flag. That's something that we are definitely against doing, except for during special ceremonies, which, you know, flags that have been basically are too old and, you know, burned properly. Anyway, he put that he can't trust the current government because of fabrications. He wrote in a YouTube slideshow, government is being mind control and brainwash on the people by controlling grammar. It says that he suggests that he was rejected from entering the U.S. Army to which he applied because he was offered a mini Bible. During the recruitment process, he declined to write a brief on this Army application. So the recruiter wrote on the application, none. Again, definitely doesn't sound like a right-wing guy. But definitely sounds more left-wing. And definitely a terrorist. Also, Dick Armey, who former House Majority Leader, and he's a Tea Party patriarch, Dick Armey of Texas, he tells Newsmax his actions were responsible for thwarting Democrats' attempts to ram the spending bill through the lame duck session of Congress. Texas Republican also declares that the House majority should vote repeal Obamacare. It says on Sunday, Armey, like many political leaders, declared a shooting in Arizona that seriously wounded Representative Gibbons and resulted in the death of six others. The fact of the matter is, we still have extremely important critical issues of public policy that must be sorted out. Now, hopefully, this will be done in a more civil way. But this incident is in no basis by which anybody who sees their duty to America to stand down from that duty, but to redouble it, perhaps with greater degree of caution and hopefully with greater degree of civility. We've always wanted that, but still, nevertheless, we must do our duty and defend our liberties in this great country. In an exclusive interview, let's see here. So, like many leaders in the House and the Senate, or from the House, both on the Democrat and Republican side, they have called for civility and called for unity. And speaking of calling, if you'd like to call in, do so at 347-850-5056. I really would like to hear from you, like I heard earlier. And you're free to talk as long as you want. We have an hour and 19 minutes left of the show. There's no, you can only get cut off. You say what you need to say, and you're free to say it. And I do thank everyone for listening. This is something we need. As I said earlier, it's just too bad that it took such a tragic event to happen. Starting to lose my voice again, I can tell. So, let's see. This is definitely not a day to play Eminem, and I'm definitely not going to play Eminem today. Let's see here. All right, here's one from 2010. This is Bridges, You're the Reason, KALD Internet Radio. We're going to play a few songs, take a few minutes to try to get her voice back, and be back shortly unless someone calls in. 1572, and then we'll put them in the air.
Clear in the light of day, and we know
is always going to be here anyway.
KLD Internet Radio. That was the Starlight Vulcan Man with Afternoon Delight here on our top match the shootings in Arizona at KLD Internet Radio Special Report. Again, this show will be broadcast at midnight Mountain Time. Actually, I might try for 11:30 Mountain Time. And the reason why is that I'll do two shows tomorrow. Our Monday Modern Hits show. Where do we go from here? You know? I'm going to get emotional and can't just know it. You have to forgive me. I don't do this well. I don't tend to do this well. What I'm feeling in this show, and it comes across as you can probably hear. And like I said, I don't normally do these types of shows, because it's just so emotionally draining for me to do these type of shows. But occasionally, every now and again, you have to a show like this. And we have 70 minutes left. If you want to call in, 347-850-1572. I've said all I meant to say right now. It's a sad situation. And the fact that I've got people, and I'm calling you out. You know who you are, but you probably don't listen to this anyway. But I've got people on Facebook that have not commented on this, have not put anything down, any like status or anything. One who unfortunately lost a friend of hers this morning early by gun violence. And my sympathies go out to her and to the family of this. She said it was an FSU student, so I'm guessing Florida State University student, that passed away. I haven't really heard anything on that, but anyway. Again, other people that are on Facebook that are status updates, no matter what it may be, you know, if you haven't acknowledged what happened, believe me, I've put enough stuff on there to acknowledge what happened. You're not doing it, and I say shame on you. And I know we all have busy lives. We all do. We all have a good portion of us jobs and have lives and whatever. Kids. I don't have kids, but anyway. You know, and this sort of thing that happened yesterday sort of makes me wonder, why would I want to bring a kid up in this kind of society that settles their differences with gun violence? I'm an advocate for the Second Amendment, believe me. We as Americans have rights to keep and bear arms. We have that right. But some people should not be afforded right. Convicted criminals should not be afforded that right. That don't pass the psychological exam. We have another caller. And caller, I do see you. I'm going to go ahead and put you on the air. And I'm going to my microphone so I can get a drink. Caller, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to discuss what went on with the shooting in Arizona today. See, what we got to do in America, we got to learn how to come back and love each other. It ain't about who the country belongs to or this group got certain that they get them the right to say this is these people bad and we not. You know, because when you see a group of people out there preaching and saying that this they country and put the scope on your gun and map out people who we going to take out because we don't agree with them. See, to me, that's the new way of, like what Sarah Perry did with she, whatever that lady now, I don't really know her name because I really never followed, and I'm quite sure, you know. And then she, and then when you go to the Tea Party rallies, they always talking about they want their country back. Their country been stolen from them. It's too much hatred going on in America today. If the country is split up with this black and white stuff, people getting tired. A group of people think they got the strength to call everybody else terrorists. Everybody this and that. And the biggest terrorist that really hit this country was Christians. The stuff that Christians did to this country for so many years and got away with it. So what give? The Tea Party, to me, they the new Nazis in America because what they out there doing by keeping their hands on their guns, making up rallies and come, you know, till they realize that this country wasn't just built for Tea Party people. It was built for everybody, and we all need to learn how to get along. Long we keep playing these games, this country, we're going to have a bunch of shootings that went on what took place because people's just stuck on stupid right now. And ain't nobody really trying to listen to each other. This group think they more than the next group. And to me, when you hear the Tea Party acting like this country just belonged to them, hell, look how people in the back in the days, how they got the country. They put their guns on and took everything they had. So now people trying to move on from that. And like what that man said, that cop in Arizona, I love him because he made a lot of sense. It's just a lot of hate coming on. And, you know, we can't just blame the Spanish people because they was tricked out their country anyway. And white folks need to get over this madness, think this country just belonged to them. So, you know, till they wake up and And speaking of, they biggest enemy, because every time you want to bring your guns out there, who getting killed? A bunch of white folks. So y'all need to wake up and smell the coffee. This world ain't just made for you guys. And it ain't all about hateful and this and that. If the hateful stuff come up, it's coming from what y'all putting out there, and people just responding for how y'all doing it. People don't want y'all calling them terrorists. Like every time you miss around, they want to call Muslims terrorists. The first Oklahoma bill was a white boy, and he was a Christian. He ran the truck and blew up a bunch of people. Then, back in the day, who burning crosses in America? Who dragging people behind trucks and doing this? So, you know, people who making all the noise, the one need to shut up and try to make peace in this world, because y'all ain't doing nothing but making it more worse and badder. So I call the Tea Party the new Nazis in America, because what they preaching and what they out there doing. So I don't know how y'all going to, you know, you might think I'm crazy and this and that, but I know who's crazy, because all you got to do, the guy who did that, he got the same beliefs of what the Tea Party's talking about, the government trying to run his mind and this and that, the government trying to run us, the government ain't trying to do nothing. When George Bush and Cheney was in, they the one was messing up this country. So it ain't the new government. This country been messed up since, almost 40 years now. So you just can't blame Muslims and gays and blacks and Spanish. You white boys need to get off that, because right now y'all just the worst people on this planet. And I heard the world for the end is, what, 2020? That's what y'all believe. So, my God, whenever he decides to shake it, that's on y'all.
First, thank you for calling in.
Mr. Colorado.
I'm sorry?
They call me Mr. Colorado.
Mr. Colorado, okay. Well, Mr. Colorado, first of all, second of all, I respectfully disagree with you about the Tea Party. The Tea Party as a whole is nonviolent.
Let me ask you this about the Tea Party. Why every time y'all come out, you got to talk about your guns? Why you got to talk about keeping your hands on your guns? Why? Why you can't keep your guns at home and let's try to stop all this killing in our country? You understand why everything has to do with the guns?
I agree with that point. I mean, we all have a Second Amendment.
What are they so scared of? What is the Tea Party so scared of? Every time they go to a rally, they got to come with their guns. What are they scared of? Who's been attacking us in all these years?
Who told you that they come with their guns?
Come on, don't act like you don't hear y'all talking about y'all guns. Now, you sound like a smart guy. Let's stop beating around the bush and let's talk straight forward with what's going on in our country today. The Tea Party is splitting up America with their madness, okay? It ain't just for white folks in this country no more, okay? We got Spanish people, we got Muslims, we got black people, we got gay people. You know, we got to learn how to look. Then, you know, when you hear the Tea Party, they're against gays, they're against Muslims, they're against Spanish people. Why one group of people against other human life like them? God created us all. So why?
Absolutely.
The Tea Party
is not. The Tea Party, one of the things that the Tea Party, and I am not an official with the Tea Party or not, like I said earlier, never been to a Tea Party rally. I agree with the Tea Party that big government is bad government.
But what was the Tea Party at when Reagan had big government, when George Bush had big government, and when George Bush was lying to the country, sending all their kids on to bogus wars? What was the Tea Party at then?
Let's address these issues one at a time. First, the first war was not bogus. The first war was in response to 9/11.
You say it wasn't bogus. It was bogus because we wouldn't attack the country who didn't attack us. Okay, so how was that wasn't bogus? Hussein didn't attack 9/11.
Afghanistan is where we went first.
No, we didn't go. We took our hand off. If we went there first, why? Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Do y'all got Alzheimer's? Have y'all just lost your mind? This is how y'all believe. So you think Muslims is just some bad people in this world, not Christians?
Okay, Mr. Colorado, I've given you respect by allowing you to speak. Please let me respond to you, and that's what we're doing here on this special show that I'm having. In this discourse, have this allows us to do this in an open and honest debate, which is what we're having. You and I are totally opposites on the political spectrum, it sounds like.
But I'm black and you white.
Not white. That doesn't matter. Black and white does not matter.
But that's how the Tea Party is framing it.
No. You know, there. Like I said, let me respond to these one at a time. First of all,
okay.
Thinking about the first war, Osama bin Laden and the Taliban was training in Afghanistan. They was in cahoots with the Taliban. So the United States responded by in killing those people there in Afghanistan first and foremost and that was response to the September 11th attack, and a lot of the leaders in Al-Qaeda and the Taliban killed and taken care of. Okay, now, as far as the second war, okay, some people believed that Iraq was a threat. Saddam Hussein had been killing shooting down our planes over the no-fly for years. There, he snubbed his nose at UN resolutions. One right, I think it was 19 total resolutions. I think there were 19 total resolutions that he snubbed his nose at. That said, you know, because we wanted to, and not just us, and it was not just Republicans, it was Democrats, it was all Americans that wanted to make sure that, you know, if he had, that we knew about them, so he didn't use them on his neighbors and on us, okay? But he
but
kept
you know
snubbing,
what?
He kept, caller, please, he kept snubbing his nose at those UN resolutions, one right after another. The problem that America had was that George Bush, President Bush, and that the leaders did, the problem was the mistake that they made was that they kept broadcasting they was going to go over there and take care of them. That gave him time to get rid of the weapons. Now, as far as the Tea Party, African Americans, there are prominent African Americans in the Tea Party, and there are prominent Hispanics in the Tea Party. If you don't know, if you know Marco Rubio of Florida, Hispanic candidate was heavily favored by the Tea Party. So they're not racist. They're not just all a bunch of white, you know, carrying signs and everything. It's about smaller government, and it's about accountability in government. It's not about racist issues. And now, there are extremists in the Tea Party.
But let me ask you this. Could I ask you this question? You explained to me about Hussein and the weapons. Okay.
Yeah.
You remember when Hussein prohibited, or they're killing his people? The stuff that he was killing his people with, guess what? America was getting it to him. And then you're talking about that. And then this man couldn't even have food flying in to feed his people because America had him blocked that he couldn't even accept food from his country. See, what it is, you people had lost all time. You forgot the real deal was really – it wasn't about Hussein and about – it wasn't about that. And that lie that Bush and Cheney made up to get us in this war about what he had, but y'all didn't put it in your mind well since Bush never put it out there. That gave him enough time to give – it ain't never been over there. Everything about that war was a lie. Over 5,000 Americans died for that lie, and the only group of people think that feel that way about that is the white guys over here in America. What we need to do, stop messing with them people over there. Let them people, if they want to dress their women from head to toe, they've been doing it for 2,000 years. How is we going to go clean up somebody else's backyard when our own backyard messed up? Clean up what's going on over here in America.
I agree with that.
But we need to leave them folks alone, let them people live their life, and we need to look, because America is constantly slipping trying to be the police around the world. This country ain't getting nowhere but split up between black and white. It ain't getting nowhere. Black people ain't for all these wars. We ain't for all this going around the world dropping bombs on people. So, you know, that's the difference. And then go back to Arizona. Okay, when you got a lady calling herself the vice president, she putting people on the map with a scope thing on it, and now look what happened. This woman didn't got shot thanks to another Tea Party server when she put that scope out there. Oh. That's why, you know, you people need to get up off thinking y'all can rule the world, because ain't nobody listening to America no more. If George Bush was so powerful, why is somebody was throwing some shoes at his head trying to knock his ass off the map? You understand? People ain't listening to America because y'all valor is destroyed America the way y'all think. Y'all think y'all can just go Star Wars and keep messing with people? You ain't doing nothing but bring this country down. Y'all think y'all the only person, people that know what's right for America. But you know what? We had 45 white presidents in this country and went down the drag behind y'all men. What y'all need to do, if you believe in God and you say you're a Christian, you need to pray for God and ask him to forgive you for your sin. Because right now, you know who's destroying America? People like y'all with your hateful views and the way you think, thinking that we
I'm
can
sorry.
Rule the world.
Excuse me? I'm sorry. My hateful views, I haven't expressed any.
And your Tea Party, and I call y'all the new Nazis in America. The Tea Party
okay, well,
is the new Nazis in America.
Like I said, I respectfully disagree with you. We have the caller. I'm going to bring them in on the discussion too.
Okay,
Mr. Colorado, I'm going to keep you on line. Okay, I'm going to keep you on the line, but I'm going to bring in the other.
Okay, and I'm ready. Okay, bring them on.
thank you for calling in, sis.
Hey DJ, what's going on, man?
Nothing much.
I love your show. Happy you brought it back on.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Colorado, man. I've heard you on so many different shows, and you were so out of touch.
No, you're out of touch.
No. Shut up, man. Listen.
Have you read
what this Jared Launer has said?
Shut up, white boy. Thick white boy, you shut up.
Who's making it a race thing now?
Well, don't tell me to shut up, okay? I'm a man just like you, a man.
You made it a race issue.
Shut up.
Mr. Colorado and the other caller, please, just 1 second. I will keep discourse on the show. Please treat each other with respect.
Well, thank you. Don't tell me to shit. I'm a grown man.
Right. And don't keep the thing is, Mr. Collard, please let the other person speak, and then I will give you a chance to respond, okay? This is the way I'm going to run the show, okay? Go ahead, Collard.
If the property owners and government officials are no longer in ownership of the land and laws of a revolution, then the revolutionaries from the revolution are in control of the land and laws. The property owners and government officials are no longer in ownership of their land and laws because from the revolution. This is not words from the Tea Party. This is not words from the extreme left or extreme right. These are the words of Jared Launer. Not from a Tea Party website, not from any other website, but his YouTube video.
Would you like
to try to intertwine this man with the Tea Party? It's just insane.
Well, let me respond. When he got y'all way of thinking, he wanted his country back. He wanted the government out of his lives and this and that. He won't, you know. So he got the same views that the Tea Party have. And then when that lady put that map out there and had that scope with her office on there, so that gave him enough. You know, because they like, you know, Beaver and Buffhead can send you guys off. So if they said the moon going to fall, y'all going to believe it. Y'all keep listening to Fox News.
What about Fox News?
Keep y'all ass messed up, okay?
Oh, yeah, what about Fox the guys burning effigies of George W. Bush?
Huh? George F. Bush lied to the country. He put us in
trouble. No.
Everything that went wrong in this country cost us George Bush and Cheney, okay?
One at a time.
Everything that went wrong in this country came from George Bush and Cheney. They messed the world up with this madness that started over in America, okay? So won't y'all realize who really did this stuff?
You could also blame the Democrats in the House and Senate.
I'm not going to blame nobody but Bush and Cheney because they was running this country. They was the brain. They put the lie out there, okay?
Okay. So nobody in the House and Senate knew about the intelligence coming out of
Iraq?
Well,
you know what? You know what? The same, like I said, y'all, I know Bush and Cheney like y'all hero and stuff, because every time you hear people like yourself, let's just go there and drop bombs on them all. That's all y'all want to do, blow people up. That's, I think y'all drank blood like you said black people drank Kool-Aid in the 40s, okay?
I drink Kool-Aid. I mean,
and your president, sir, because he's the one that won't leave Iraq.
Well, he can't leave something that you white folks started. You ain't gonna make this Obama thing. Cause Obama didn't walk. He walked in on y'all madness. Okay, y'all created this stuff. It just won't happen in 2 years. Y'all destroyed the world. Okay, y'all destroyed the world with the way y'all think. And what you need to do, ask God to forgive you. Cause I'm gonna tell you, y'all have messed America up the way y'all think. Okay, and I know y'all think y'all what y'all doing is right.
For Colorado before I called in, and the way you were going with race, I'm not sure I'm the one that should be asking God for forgiveness.
No, I ain't got to ask God for forgiveness, because, see, race has been going on in y'all community since this country been here, when you was burning crosses and people, y'all, all they just wanted to be happy people.
Have blacks enslaved any other people in the history of the world?
Huh?
Have blacks ever enslaved anybody in the
history? You know what, I ain't going to go there with you, because you know what, the slave, we know who's slave. We know who did that. We know, let's go back into, we ain't got to go back to the slavery part. Let's just go back into the 40s and the 50s, way white folks were treating people in America. Every time something went wrong in this country against human life, it was white folks, okay? It was white folks. You got the baddest history of anybody on this planet. So
if
anybody needs to pray to God, ask them to forgive you what your grandparents and your great-great-grandparents did back in the days, okay? That's why y'all some hateful shit today, because you're going to take y'all views and y'all way of thinking to your grave. Y'all got people feeling this way about y'all.
Okay, I just need to call up because he was not giving you a chance to speak. So go ahead. I mean, I allow, but he was not giving you a chance to speak. And he was on several things. But number one, he said there's been 45 white presidents. Actually, there's only been 43, and actually 43 and a half, because actually Obama is half black, half white. So anyway, go ahead, caller, and again, thank you for coming in. And then,
Here's another example of something the Tea Party does not bandy around. Reading the second United States Constitution, I can't trust the current government because of its ratifications. The government is implying mind control and brainwashing on the people to control grammar.
Yeah.
Have you heard anybody from the Tea Party say this?
No. And that, I read that from I read that thing you just said, Newsmax, and that he read books from Karl Marx, Hitler, you know, those are Tea Party type books.
He admitted on his, I believe it was his MySpace page or his Facebook page, I'm not sure which, that his favorite book was Mein Kampf.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Definitely not something that a Tea Party person would read unless they would like to try to get some sort of excitement to the other side of the of crazy and to the side of crazy, you know. Wow. No one is to blame for this shooting yesterday except for that idiot, the one that shot these people. The fact that they're blaming Palin, they're blaming Andrew Breitbart, a big shot, they're blaming the Tea Party. All that is freaking crazy, you know, and it needs to stop. The Tea Party is a nonviolent movement, you know, non-race, nonviolent. They're just against government, you know.
Oh, I understand. It's just those like Mr. Colorado who seem to want to make this a race issue, and when you get down to it, it's more of a nationalistic type of thinking that this guy had, a far-reaching nationalistic type of thinking, kind of like Hitler's National Socialism, and.
Yeah.
And, I mean, from what the guy has read, I mean, I've read Mein Kampf, I've read, you know, writings of Stalin and Marx and all of these other ones. And, you know, you read enough of them, you might start to agree with it because it makes sense in theory. But,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't call for it doesn't. You don't go out and kill somebody. You don't go out and kill a 9-year-old and then have people come on these Blog Talk radio shows and blame it on Palin or blame it on the Tea Party. That's disgusting. But thank you, DJ, for letting me on. I'll keep listening on Blog Talk. And thank you for the music you play. Love it. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Okay, I'm ready to bring Colorado back. And Colorado, you're back on the air.
Well, I'm not blaming what took place, but when you disrespect and tell the ignorant people, I got my scope and I'm scoping this lady, you know, it's a bunch of people will get on board with that ignorance of like what that kid did. So when she put out there on her map and had the scope against that lady office, when they were kicked the door in, then they were putting bombs by her door. See, that was all ignorant people who was against what she voted for. They studied for that's a coward act. Study them getting behind and fighting and the Tea Party people. That's who.
Yeah. Now I agree. Look, Mr. Colorado, I agree that was cowardly. And, what that was done in a political spectrum. Does it make it right? No. But to call me and to call the racist, look, I actually graduated from an inner city high school in Jacksonville, Florida, okay? Some of my best friends are African American. One of my best friends, absolutely, who now lives in North Carolina, is African American. I try not to look at people as black and white, because I've had the perspective of someone who was raised in the rural South, outside of Atlanta, and then moved to the inner city in Jacksonville, Florida, and now in Idaho. But like I said, I appreciate
you. You sound like a
in.
Very
and,
nice guy, sir. I'm gonna be honest with you. You sound like you're
you.
A nice person. I'm not saying that you're a racist person, but you know. My thing is this, okay, me being a black man in America, and when you got 95% of us locked up in jail doing this, what's going on in the court system that we don't feel we getting justice about that. And then when we first get off, now all of a sudden people want to call him black and white president, but at first he was the black president. Now people want to just call him, well, he half white. But the society don't see him half white. They see him as a black man. And when we get us our first black president, and after we had, because black folks been voting for white people since we've been in this country, and when we get our first black president,
since
the white community
actually,
to turn their back on him
actually,
after 2 years.
Mr. Caller, actually, since you was given the right to vote after the Civil War, being able to vote and the whole Civil War thing.
But why
are
they taking that dream away from us? Why everybody is so, when you hear these people out here and they call them all these, some of the worst names that I ain't never heard them call, George Bush, the man who put these wars together. I mean, why would they take our dream away, making us feel that we can't be nobody important in this country? Soon we get somebody in a high power. White folks think they ain't lost out. They ain't lost their country. They ain't lost this. They ain't lost that. Why all of a sudden they losing so much when we get this half white, half black president? Now all of a sudden they ain't lost
because
more
of
than
his
they
politics.
Ever had.
Because of his politics. It's not the fact that
his politics weren't worse than George Bush and Reagan.
Yes, they are.
He ain't got more passed in this country than when they didn't get shit done. But at least this man getting something done.
Okay, Mr.
Because it ain't been you, but it's been his politics.
Mr. Colorado, please keep your language clean. This is a show. And please keep your language clean, okay?
Yeah.
And let me say this, okay? President Obama, I'm going to give him the respect that he deserves because he is our president. President Obama has racked up more debt in 2 years than any other president from George Washington to George W. Bush. He has racked up more debt. Now, some of it's justified, but some of it is not justified. The way that the health care bill was pushed through with no legislative actions, because they wasn't given any. That's why last November, Democrats lost, 86 House seats across this country? Because,
well, you know what they love, what they won? A bunch of white folks won their seats because they gave up on President Obama.
No,
racism just came out.
White folks. Wait,
majority of them was the white community had got their seats back. Okay, but you know what? Obama doing fine. Y'all ain't gonna make us feel like he ran up no more than what Bush. Cause when Reagan was in the White House, he ran up a deck so high, but that wasn't no problem because that was Reagan
well,
and he was a white boy.
Mr.
I'm gonna play the white and black thing.
Mr. Colorado, let me give two examples. What about Tim Scott of South Carolina, first black Republican congressman from the state of South Carolina since Reconstruction? And what about
He's a Republican,
but
yes.
He's
so
a
he's a Republican, and his views is the same as y'all's views. He against Obama. He against what? He ain't out there talking for me. He ain't out there representing me. He run that in a Republican state. Cause that's
and
what,
and what about?
He ain't out there fighting for me. He out there fighting for you.
Okay. What about Alan West, the retired military?
It ain't even about that, sir. Maybe if y'all just get off y'all high tree, let this man be the president, accept him for here, then all you birther people, that show you how ignorant people are. The birther people, the Tea Party, he was born in this country. He ain't got to prove that. And what he
about the birther thing, that extremists on the right, like there are extremists on the left, that is extremists on the right, that he was not born here. Personally, I think it's a bunch of BS. He was born in Hawaii. There is a birth certificate out there that says that Barry Obama was, and that was his name, Barry, Brock, whatever, either one, was born in Hawaii. That to me, that's a non-issue. Is that
it can't be a non-issue when you got that many 13 million Republicans believe that. So that shows me where they mind.
13 million.
They said it was a bunch of 13. They did a poll, and there was so many of you guys believe in that ignorant stuff. So you know that's what we just had 8 years of ignorant.
It's a small portion. I think it's a small portion of. People on the far right that actually believe that he was not born in this country, that he was born in Kenya or that he was born in. But that's just
don't take my dream away from me, thinking that I can grow up, my kids can grow up and be something in this country, and then when they get there, and then him with all his agrees, he think he's smart. I thought that was America. That what America was all about. Making
but
something
actually,
to make people believe. No, it ain't about that. Cause I hear
it doesn't. Actually, Mr. Colorado, I agree with you and I disagree with you. And the reason I said that is this: we've had 43 presidents before Barack Obama, all of them white, okay? And there has been people at each political party. That they were as affiliated with. The only one I would say exception would be George Washington, the father of the country, but every other president from John Adams all through George W. Bush, whatever political party he was, if some disagree with them, I mean, from an effigy, I mean, you look at what happened with Lincoln when he was elected president, the South seceded from the Union. They did not like him. So it's not that ruining your dream or the dream of African American children that they now can realize that they can be. That's not that. It's just now you're seeing.
But that's how they feel, sir.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mr. Colorado. It's just that now you are seeing what all the other presidents have gone through as far as. people on the other side of the political aisle attacking them. That's just part of the American democracy that we have, is that we can attack somebody in a political manner. And
I attack Obama if he's wrong, when he does the wrong stuff, I attack him. But don't take his rights away. Don't make him feel like he's ain't out here. He's here to destroy America. He's the worst president this country ever had.
People said that about President Bush.
The worst president this country had. Bush started all this madness that's going on in this country. Bush did this to this country. Him and Cheney. When they lied to the American people by saying Hussein had weapons, and the weapons that Hussein had, America was getting it. The oil deal went wrong, and that's why they took Hussein out, because it was all about the oil.
Mr. Colorado, see you're speaking double speak here.
I can't
get...
When Obama walked in here, we was losing jobs by the thousand. We was up to 8%. The country's kind of getting back together. And what do the Republicans want to do? They want to destroy because the country is growing again.
If you remember, Mr. Colorado, if you remember, before the stimulus was passed, which was $707 billion of money that the Americans could have better spent, Obama and Democrats in Washington said that unemployment would not go 10%. What is it today? It's up to 9.6% unemployment. Things have gotten worse because since he took off that stimulus plan, because it's not creating jobs. Okay?
How can we create jobs when before he walked in the White House, Bush, Cheney, and Reagan had sent all our jobs cross sea, made deals with people cross sea, and sent all the jobs over there. What, he just go reach in his pocket and say, go some jobs? It ain't that easy, okay? When you got
about
15 million people not working, you just can't put 15 million people working in less than 2 years. So I don't want to hear all these excuses y'all coming up. Y'all sound like a bunch of, I'm not saying you, but a lot of them sound like a bunch of girly men, because when you lost 15 million jobs in less than, jobs just start losing way before Obama even came in, but it's just excuses. They just ain't going to come that easy. We got to start making stuff in America. We got to start doing stuff back like we used to. Start shipping all our jobs across seas.
I agree.
Making deals with them people over there. Okay, that's what we need to stop doing.
You know
that
what?
Ain't Obama doing. He didn't do that. He just can't reach in his pocket and make the 15 million jobs.
Mr. Colorado,
I don't understand why y'all putting that pressure on that man like that. You should have put it on Bush and Reagan.
Yeah, people did put it on Bush and Reagan and Clinton. And remember, if you remember,
Clinton created jobs.
Yeah, well, Clinton also created NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which sent a lot of our jobs to Canada and Mexico.
Yes, he was wrong for that.
Yes. Okay, thank you for agreeing with me on that. But that was something where he did not create jobs and kept jobs in America. The way you create jobs is by cutting taxes, yes, for the rich, because it's a trickle-down economic system that works here. You can't take money that America does not have and hope to create employment. You can't create employment from an employment check.
Before the Republicans even wanted to work for the country, we first had to make a deal for the rich white folks. We had to make sure they got their money straight. It wasn't about me and you being some broke as we are. It was about making deals for the white folks.
I'm broke too.
So for the Republicans to make a deal, they wanted to make sure the rich white folks had a break on their tax than me and you. They didn't care about what kind of money we get. First, let's make this deal for them, because that's who feeds in their pocket. We got to look out for the one who feeds in their pocket.
Well, you know what?
Because everything that they ran to do, when Obama wanted to do something that they liked, they said no to. They didn't want to do nothing until they made that deal for the rich white folks, okay? The ones who ain't going to care about them, because you know how they look at me and you? They look at you as white trans, and they look at me just so somebody wants something for nothing. So that's how they look at us. Because if you ain't got nothing, you ain't shit to them anyway.
Mr. Colorado, remember your language. This is a family program.
I apologize. But me or you don't mean nothing to them. So for us to be out here splitting up the country, fighting and trying to offend these people, they don't care about you just like they don't care about me, because you ain't got no more than what I got. So why is we out here making all this noise when we see every other country growing and America's country going down? Cause see,
because
they ain't fighting
the
for me and you.
Dream. Because that's the American dream. That's what keeps America going. It's people like you.
They ain't killed our dream, homie. They ain't killed our dream.
Well, that's why we're
excited.
Obama
didn't do it. They ain't killed our dream. We ain't got no dream in America no more. It's more about the Chinese dream. It's more about the people over there who came to our country and made all their money and took it back to their country. Now we got to borrow money from them because our government and sold us out like we don't even exist no more. They don't care about me and you. They want us
and
to be on this phone arguing. They want us to fight over their madness.
And Mr. Colorado, it does not matter that if it's a Republican president or a Democratic president. Now, we keep fighting for that American dream. That's what made
America
so special. Well,
we had 8 years of Bush and the dream was gone. We had 4 years of Obama and the dream is gone. So what is the dream at?
Here. No. The dream is there. The dream is in each one of us to inspire our children to do the best we can. The election of Barack Obama, if nothing else, should tell all of us, no matter if we're black, white, man, woman, whatever, it doesn't matter, that we can aspire to the highest office in this land. You know, that whatever we dream, we have right, and it, you know, we have to do hard work, sacrifice, but we have a right to get there.
Let me ask you this question. What about the nurses who went to school for 4 years and they took loans out, hundreds of thousands of dollars to become one of the best nurses in America, and then they go get a Spanish woman who came over here and went to school for 6 months, but that's who's going to get the job because they want cheap labor. And the woman who went to school, who took out loans and put herself in debt, she can't even go get a job because the only place she can work at is a nursing home. But the people who went to school for 6 months and came over here illegal, and they over here working in jobs and took a job that was, could make a person have an American dream, that's gone. They'd rather take the woman who went to school for 6 months because they can give her less money. See, that's what our country is all about. What about all the construction jobs that we had when blacks and whites were standing side by side fixing our streets? But now when you're driving down the street, the only people you see fixing our streets, that is a bunch of damn Mexicans. Answer that.
Okay.
So where's the dream at? The dream ain't there no more because our government sold us out for cheap labor.
Well, and also private individuals has sold us out for cheap labor. I agree with you there.
And all the big jobs have sold us out for cheap labor. So this ain't America no more, because they going to want me and your ID, but let somebody else step up who's illegal. Okay, catch me driving without my license. They're going to give me a ticket and then fine me so much. But catch a Spanish person driving without no license. They might fine them $100, but they're going to put him back out on the road. But I got to go through community service and do everything. Oh, well, he ain't got no illegal. He's illegal. He allowed to do it. No, he ain't allowed to do it. That's what destroying our country. We need to stop taking care of Mexico. That's one thing we need to do. We need to stop hating on each other. We need to try to love each other because we got our soldiers over there. They ain't fighting for blacks and whites. They fighting for America. So we need to get up off this hateful stuff that's going on in our country today. People need to leave their guns at home because you know, that's sick, too, when I'm hearing all about these guns got to be at the rallies and all that kind of stuff. It's just making us look like a group of different people.
Mr. Colorado, where do you hear that guns are at the rallies?
Come on now. There's Fox News and everybody that show people
at these rallies
with guns. Come on, dude.
Mr. Colorado,
don't act like you don't know that. I love you, man, because you my brother and we all America. But you need to get up off
Colorado,
that and act like you don't know this, brother, okay?
Mr. Colorado,
we are America.
Bunch of crap because
they ain't no crap.
They're not taking their guns to the Tea Party rallies.
Tea Party rallies and everything. I've seen them so many times. Come on, dude. You know they've been taking guns.
Have you been to a Tea Party rally?
I went to a Tea Party rally in Colorado. Yes,
and
I did.
And what happened?
And I seen guns.
Have people treat you? Did they treat you nice? Did they treat you with respect?
They told me to leave because what they was talking about, that they lost their country. They want their country back. So they were trying to make it seem like America was just was made for Tea Party people, not nobody else. No, it wasn't about, it ain't like that. So they asked me to leave because I can't believe we all are America. It ain't just all about what the Tea Party people want, because you know what? That makes it, that's splitting up the country. And we all, because I didn't see a bunch of, I didn't see a bunch of African Americans sitting there. I didn't see a bunch of American Spanish sitting there. I seen a bunch of white folks talking about the world is ending because they ain't lost everything. You lost everything because the government forgot about you. But don't blame me. Don't think you the only person paying tax. I work. I pay taxes too. Don't act like y'all the only people paying tax. Because you know what? We all pay taxes. If we stop having wars and putting that money in other countries and leaving right here in America, we won't be in this trouble. We won't be going through all this if we stop going around the world trying to police everybody. Let's police
well,
America.
Let me ask you this.
Let's keep us safe.
Right.
We
let me ask you this.
Huh?
Okay, you talked about keeping safe. Let me ask you this. What's your opinion on border security, our border security? And
well, let's put all those on all borders and let's keep people who come across that fence. Yes, I ain't got nothing against that. Yes, let's keep America safe. Why they got to go in other people and stand on their border and all soldiers stand away from their family because they over there can't see their kids, watch their kids grow up because they somewhere else protecting somebody else. Let's take America. We the one losing. This country is losing. This country ain't where it used to be 20 years ago. This country ain't getting no better, getting worse because we too damn busy trying to rule other people's country and forgetting about our own. We can't work for me and you no more. We got to work with what the other people think about. We ain't got to worry about what the other people thinking about when we don't care about what's going on in America. We need to worry about what's going on in America. We can't police the world. We need to stop using all young men and women to police the world because, see, if we stop getting involved with other people's problems and worry about our own problems, we will be a better country. We will have supper. We will love each other once again. We will get along, blacks, whites, and everybody. But right now, it's split up. I hope Obama don't run no more so people can stop all this hatred that's going on. Make your little, do your little 4 years, put the country back in, give us another white president for everybody can get along again. Because the country is split up since you've been there. I ain't never seen what's going on in this country when I see today. So I hope he never run again. I hope he give
well,
it up and let y'all get y'all seat back for it to become the White House because this man ain't qualified in certain people's eyes to be in the White House. So that's how I feel about it. Please, Obama, don't run no more. Let's bring peace in this, in our country so we can make our America the beautiful country and all this hateful stuff that's going on might stop if you get out the White House. Because right now, I'm tired of it.
I'm worried about the health care bill.
The health care ain't had nothing in there talking about killing grandma. So if you feel that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, it does.
It don't, and I've seen it too. It ain't got nothing saying nothing about grandma. That's a lie. Stop listening to Fox News, okay? That's a lie. That's a
Wait. Let me say this. There are people out there and that are that have
I don't
cancer.
Even
want to
hear you tell that lie, dude. I swear for God,
Wait a minute.
That's
a lie, homie. My mom has cancer. That's not a lie. Okay?
If my mom has cancer, she ain't going to die till the Lord take her home. Okay?
Well, wait
it
a
ain't
minute.
Got nothing to
wait
do with the hair care or none of that. If her days is up, she's going to leave. She's going to leave just like me and you. First thing was...
I'm going to make my point. It happened in Canada before. You know, if you're too sick, if you're not healthy, if you are beyond physically prepared, basically we're going to let you die. I mean, that, I mean, in subtle language, that is in the healthcare bill. I'm worried about people like my mom, okay? My mom has breast cancer. She's at one point, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. That was 3 years ago. She is taking chemo. She's doing her thing. She's doing what is necessary to do. I'm afraid that they're going to cut Medicaid to her to get it to people in my age group that don't need it. And I'm 32. or a little bit older than me that can be out there working and doing what they need to do. Instead, they take it away from the seniors and they give it to people my age that should be working, that could be working, but instead are on their bums not working. Okay, we got 18 minutes left of the show. I'm going to put a song. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Here on KOD Internet Radio. Thank you to Mr. Colorado for calling in. And thank you to the caller for the counter. That was a very spirited debate that lasted 45 minutes. That was great. Thank you both for calling in. This is Tom Mellencamp, Our Country, the Internet Radio. KALD Internet Radio. We got a sentence left the show. That was the Boston Pops with a version of Battle Hymn of the Republic. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to thank the callers. I'm not going to call her an old friend. I'm going to call her a friend from high school. And then the second caller, Mr. Colorado, and then the third caller, I got his name, but that was a very good debate that both of them had. And like a referee. Both, Mr. Colorado, I know you're still on the air and you're still listening. You are an American. I disagree with you on a lot of stuff. That is what makes America great. That you have your opinions, I have mine, differ, but we have our opinions and they are respected. And even though I don't agree with you, I respect your opinions on comments that you made on my show. So thank you. That was very nice of you to comment. Again, you are a good American for engaging in the debate of my show, even though the purpose of the show is not to have a debate about the Iraq war or stuff other than what happened yesterday in Arizona. We are Americans. Those that live here are Americans. You either was born here or you came here and you live here now. Those that are not Americans, you know, respect you and the country that you was born in. Each of us are put on this for various reasons. Each of us are brought up with circumstances that help shape who we are, we're going to be, what we believe. I was raised in rural Georgia, a little town called Hiram. I lived in Jacksonville, Florida for 17 years before moving out here to Idaho. Graduated from an inner city high school, Andrew Jackson High School. In Jacksonville, Florida. It is an inner city high school. I was in the minority. I learned a lot, both in rural Georgia growing up and also in Jacksonville. And I learned political discourse. And my congresswoman in Florida, Corrine Brown, I don't like. I do not like her politics. I do not care for what she believes in. I got her office last year, last March, before the health care bill was passed, and asked her staff if she was going to read that bill, and they said no. And I'm like, well, how can you vote on it? You don't read. With what happened yesterday, all of us need to step, take a minute, and come together. Not Republicans or Democrats, and I've said this in this show, as Americans, come together, and do the right thing, and first of all, pray. For our country, pray for our leaders, both Republican and Democrat, even if we don't agree with them, pray for the wisdom, that they would be given wisdom, and believe me, some need a lot of wisdom, guidance, and support that we need to give them. There are 435 members of the United States House of Representatives. There's 100 members of the United States Senate. There's 9 members of the U.S. Supreme Court. There's 1 president. Okay? That is 544 people that control basically what all of us do. Even they're still your representative, even though they don't live in the district that you live in. When something passes the House, 225, 138, or 198, or whatever it is, they're told 435. They control what you do. So we are to support our leaders, rather Republican or Democrat. I'm amazed at some of the sentiments that both Republicans and Democrats, as Congresswoman, I'm gratefully, I should say. I think it's great. I think there should be more of that. Everybody that has condoned this act of violence is in the right. I condone this act of violence. I'm condoning it here. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. Our leaders in the House, our leaders in the Senate, our president, our Supreme Court leaders, our police officials, our judges, our Congress, our state senators, state House members, our local city council, they represent us. It's up to us to protect them, okay? We are living in an age of terrorism. You may not agree with it. You may not think that that's right, but yesterday was an act of domestic terrorism that killed 6 people and severely injured a sitting U.S. House Representative member. That is on behalf of myself, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. We've got 3 minutes left. We're going to find one more song to play to take us out. And real quick, if my computer will let me. And anyway, thank you to everyone. I really appreciated this, and I needed to do this. Glad I did this. And you can listen again at midnight Mountain Time, 2 a.m. Eastern, to this show. I'll replay it in entirety. And that's it. So we're to take us out, this is appropriate. This is Voice 10. This is In the Still. Okay, this is In the Still of the Night. I wasn't done yet. KALD Internet Radio. Take care of yourself and each other, and have yourself a wonderful night from beautiful 5-degree Elkhorn Village, Idaho. Thank you. Good night.